This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky FFA members scored some big wins and top finishes during the National FFA Convention that took place in late October in Indianapolis, Indiana. State Executive Secretary Matt Collins says the biggest win may have been a national officer.
Our capstone moment was Mallory White from Union County being elected to serve as a national FFA officer for the coming year. It's a great opportunity for Mallory and great opportunity for the rest of the country to meet somebody that we know is really special and a really great leader.
Collins says the Seneca FFA chapter also earned a top ranking.
Seneca FFA from Louisville, they coordinated our display in the National Hall of States this year, and they won first prize for that. So all the folks walking through the expo this year, about 60,000 people, got to walk by and see that booth.
He had Spencer County took one of the top spots in the competition they were in.
Spencer County FFA was second in the National Nursery Landscape Career Development Event, which is a great honor for them.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
When it comes to making plans for next year, think new for 22. Take advantage of the season's best pricing on model year 2022 Case IH equipment. Choose from Axial Flow combines and headers, early riser planters, Case IH seeders, tillage tools, and more. Purchase a new My 2022 AFS Connect Magnum Steiger or 250 Series combine and get 5 years of an AFS Connect subscription. Contact H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield, Kentucky to order for next season.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 11th through the 13th. Witness the bull riding, barrel racing, even steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope Foundation. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Learn about the country store and livestock competitions at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Kentucky FFA's Matt Collins says there was also a third-place finish.
We had a third place in the National Agri-Science Fair, Kate Burton from Rural Spring Middle School in Scott County.
He adds there were a number of top placings, with one FFA member excelling in the Star Agribusiness Competition.
We had several folks who were national finalists. I guess the main one I'd highlight on that was Matt Rowlett. From Madison Southern FFA, he was one of the top four in the country for the American Star and Agribusiness Award. That's based on his mowing and lawn care business that he's built and established. So really proud of Matt and his accomplishments and him being there on the main stage for that.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.